Hello everyone. My name is Rajan Mohr. My name is Rajan Mohr, and I work at IDT Labs. One second. And yeah, yes. So today I will be talking about FinRec CN Mobile. Basically, you already heard about Admiral. We have a FinRec project. That's the back end of for the banking services, and we evolved and we started building FinRec CN that is based on microservices. So FinRec CN Mobile is the client for mobiles, for Android mobile, based on the FinRec CN backend. So basically, I'm an open source developer at FinRec, Apache FinRec, and Mifos. I did Google Coding Mentor and Google Summer of Code last year. And yeah, so let me tell you about the little bit about the what is FinRec CN Mobile. As you may have known, FinRec CN Mobile is the Android client for managing the agents, for managing customer by agents. So you know that in many areas you don't have internet connections. When you go outside and you're trying to create any client, you trying to make any transaction, you don't have any type of internet connection sometime. And it's not the thing it's happened in some areas. It's happened everywhere. Sometimes you don't have an internet connection. Suppose you are in a United States and somehow your data connection is not working. Yeah. So in a financial domain, you should be you can't say that I'll do this tomorrow and I don't have an internet connection or something like these things. So you should be doing things from your mobile and easily accessible. So FinRec CN Mobile gave you the platform. You don't need to be worried about you have a laptop to just access the website. You should have Android app, and you can manage each and everything regarding the clients. So I built this project last year in my Google Summer of Code. And currently, it is the part of Apache FinRec. So this is the project. So currently, we have a lot of features in the app. We can manage customers properly. Can see the customers, and we can view the customers, and we can create customers, we can edit customer profiles, and we can apply for the loan from the mobile, and it can be approved from the mobile, and we can create the deposit accounts, manage them, and we can upload the identification cards, whatever is green card and anything. And we can update the customer status. It is important because when you know you are in a field, and sometime you in the morning you just came for a walk, or you just in a field and you don't have your laptop, and now you just get a call you just nearby to the customer, and you want to handle that. So what do you want to do? Is the one thing, if you have everything in your mobile, now you can do it. So the second thing is obviously everybody have a mobile phone. So it's available on a tablet and mobile too. So you can easily visit the customer and do your whatever you want to do. So you want to create customers and anything you want to validate, or just update the status after verification and anything. So basically, what thing happened, I already work on many projects in Android domain. So when you see the different companies, they have a motto, they know what they are going to do. But when you come in a fintech area, So what you don't know, you have a very big domain. Every day you just discover new API and you just wanna integrate with your platform, and the API count is too big. So the thing is, you have to write your code in such a manner so you can manage it. So in Mifos, I have like refactored the code 3 times just to make sure like future developers can make it easily contribute, and it can be understandable, and they can come and they don't have to bother in a community. They just read the readme and just read about the architecture, what we are following, and they can just start coding. So this thing, like when you come in a fintech area, you are banking services, then this is hard. Like you have to be like sure like what you are doing in a code. So some of the things like I did many times, and I just found out like a somehow a stable solution, so we can achieve that. So things we solved in from previous years, and now we are like I'm in writing in the Finexian mobile, is the maintainability and scalability. So initially I have wrote refactored the Mifos Android client, and I learned like many things. Now I found out like we need a architecture, like it can be MVP, it can be MVVP, and but I found out found that like it should be like minimal and easily like readable, and it can be easy. So because when we come in an open source domain, so it's like many people come, they don't have a knowledge of a big architecture, they just want to learn in a few days, in a 1 or 2 days, in a 1 week to want to contribute. Otherwise just they don't think, they think like it's hard. So I just stick with the MVP. So because it's easy, and you split your code in a different layers, and the thing is, when you put all the code in a single file, like in Android we write in Java and Kotlin just came. So if you write UI logic and your logic to fetch data from the server, and some logic to show some errors, so the file goes to around 1A. So it's hard. So when you start reading from top and you just come around 200 lines or 300 lines, you don't know again what was at the top. So this was a problem. Like when I was refactoring the code, Mifos, then I found out like it's 2K lines. Some of the classes have a 2K lines, and I found out like I am giving around 2 to 3 times extra time while just reading the code, like where I need to make change. So up and down and up and down, then I need to just, I just thought like, it should be like, I know the way is the problem. I don't wanna go around, so the code should be minimal. So the lines should be, I should split this code in a different layer. So wherever the bug or wherever I just wanna add something, I just go there and read only the sufficient code that I wanted to, and no extra. So that's why the MVP thing came. So the splitting code in a different layers, and layers is not layers like you just add only the standard layers. So initially I have implemented model and view presenter. So, but I'm just adding few more. So I'll talk about it. So the thing about when you just split your code in a different layer, and you just describe in your readme like this segment of code is dealing with this area and this one is this. So what it does, because as time to time you have seen like different libraries get evolved, and sometime it comes like there's a 0.9 version and it came 2.0, and it has a breakthrough changes. So what you have to do, you have to update your whole code according to the new one, and that's a good library, and you don't want to leave that one, and you want to fix that bugs that previous one, so you have to upgrade the library. So here, if you don't have any architecture, so you have to go through all the 2K, 1K lines of code and make sure you didn't break anything. Otherwise, you already have an architecture. So what you can do, give an example. Suppose you might have already worked on the retrofit. So if you have a different architecture, like you can go in a data manager or retrofit services. So only the fetching code belongs there. So you can just go and change the syntax of 1.9 to 2.0 something, and you are go. You don't have to go in a UI layer or anything. You are good to go. So yeah, and you can just do the same thing in RxJava. So RxJava 2.0 had a breakthrough changes. So you can do this thing just making the change in your data manager and nothing else need to do. So these are the things that is most useful, because you wanna update yourself, update your code time to time, every time any changes came through. So, and the second thing is the internet connection. Like you might have heard of the Jetpack. So when I made this project, Jetpack was not there. So it recently came this year. So I'm working on it. So the UI should be UI UX should be easy, learnable, and accessible. And the second thing is we will talk about the poor connectivity, and I am hoping whenever I add any feature or any code, I just assume user have a limited time of internet connection. I don't know who is living in United States or Montreal or South Africa. I don't care about it. I just think about it. He does not have internet connection whenever he is in a field. When he only have an internet connection when he will come in an office and he can sync that data to the cloud. So this is the assumption I always take. So as you know that this type of situation can solve the problem that many countries that are South Africa, Indonesia, Sierra Leone have a 2G internet connection still, and very low connectivity. So let's talk about how mentality and scalability with MAP architecture I did. So what was happen initially, if you initially start the project, and you know that many developers just say that let's just start it and we will think about later where it will go. So no, never do this. So what you will do, whatever you are building, it will take around 1 or 2 months less. It's a very small amount of time I'm saying. So you will get a small app with a small features, and what you will do, if you don't think about the architecture, you will add all the your UI logic, database logic, and API logic in a single file, and you will end up in a bad situation. And I'm sure when you will grow and you will think about this again, because if you don't manage your code, you later will think about you are spending too much time to just again reading the code, the same code again and again. And the second thing is the most important, finding the bugs. So that is the most important thing. And in Android apps, currently they have remove some of the bugs that was showing ANR that was happened when some unexpected error came. So if your code is robust and in a single area, so you can, it's hard to just find out. So what we do, we split code in three layers. So first, the activity fragment, whatever it is, we only write logic that is related to UI, just showing, initializing the UI and showing the content on a UI, and we just, the second is presenter. Presenter just is the interface that will ask to data manager give me that this data, and I just need to show on a UI. So it will presenter just ask on a data manager have a connectivity like to fetch the data from the backend and to from the database and everything. So what you have done, so everything is scattered in a proper manner. So if you asked for customer list, then it will fetch from the server, suppose, and presenter will pass that to the activity of fragment. What you have to do now, if you have think about it, just assume. Now you have splitted all the code. Now in your activity or fragment, you have just have a code to initialize that you have initializing the recycler view or the layout manager only, and you are setting the code in a recycler view, nothing else. Okay, so now you just opening your fragment file, and now you can see the whole code in a single time. So now you don't need to think about like you are not wasting any single minute to just read and read again the previous code. Now you can see in a single time. So, and the second thing is we are using Android jobs. So we are enabling the offline features. So what it does, when you log in into the app, it start and syncing the customers and their details. So what it does, it start in a background, totally not in a main thread, and it syncs to the locally, and as it's finished, it just trigger Rx using the Rx Java event bus. It triggers to the UI like this customer list is ready to show, so user can view that. And the thing is, like next time the user will open the app, it automatically just go in a, like we already have a like boolean variable, like it's already the thing that you can just view that customer list, and as the same way the other things. So I already talked about like upgrading the advanced library. So this is the most important thing that is coming in the like current development. So you can see currently we are you have seen like I don't know how much you people are using Kotlin. No. So currently Google announced that Java Kotlin is the first Android language, and they are not anymore supporting Java. They have, but they are further development is going on Kotlin. So Rao, like these type of breakthrough changes, you have to be sure, like you, if anything in future comes, you can easily upgrade your code. You don't have to think about like you are just assigning to a team to just upgrade that thing. A single person can do it easily without creating a new work. So currently the Finrexian mobile, last year I made in Java. So no Java, I'm upgrading to the Kotlin, purely Kotlin. There's no Java, only the Kotlin will work, and new things just coming from the Android side would be there. So the next thing I'll do, the thing Jetpacks came with. So any what we think, like when you go in a poor countries, they don't have a like good mobile devices. So your app should be like very good and should not be taking too much memory. So they knew that this is efficient and they can take it in her mobile. So moving to Jetpack is giving us an advantage because it takes care of many things that enhance the Android application in your mobile, like taking less memory, too much less memory actually, and taking care of all the things, like suppose we can wire our code using the Jetpack and MVP we can start a service, and that will just start a service to sync the data, and we can use the room database and our presenter and UI will be just connected to each other, and we will start the service and sync the data. We don't need to worry about anything. As the database will be updated, room already have like a feature with the Jetpack. It automatically will update the UI. You don't have to worry about it. So what we have made here right now, so we are just focusing to write the jobs and nothing else. We just writing the jobs to sync the data on the cloud, on a down here in a mobile, and this Jetpack is taking care of everything. So you don't have, so now you have eliminated the many of the code. Now you don't need to worry about these giving these RX event, firing the RX event to update the UI, and you may have already written the many places just to manage this. The job already done this job. So you have to update UI, you have to update your database. So now you eliminated one segment of code. So we are it's secure. The database is totally secure. We are using SQL Cipher to secure the database, and it's all upon your whatever your password or while login, your password or username you are using is all dependent. So don't worry. And this is the mockups I made. So basically, what we are doing, we already made a repository. So it's made in a sketch. So if you are trying to just make the changes in a UI, you want to suggest anything, you can just go on a GitHub repo and just open an issue, and you can suggest anything that I did wrong, this UI can be enhanced in such a way. So I'll make the changes in a sketch and will be shipped in an Android application code. So offline support, what it does, so whenever you start, you just first time login in your application, so it start the Android jobs, syncing the customer, loan accounts, and identification card, and there's many other branches that, because we are working in microservices, so somehow the dependency between the customer list and loan accounts and identification cards are abstract. They are not dependent to each other somehow. So somehow they are, then we can write the jobs as accordingly. So we can start the jobs standalone, and they will start syncing, and UI will be updated. And now the best thing is, so whatever you change, after that, as you are interacting with the app, you are not interacting directly to the server. So whatever change you make, and suppose you have applied for the loan application, it first goes to the database, and all the validations are already there, and then it will sync. So there's a draft section there, so it syncs. And suppose in any case, we updated any validation on a server, and the jobs is syncing the loan application on a server, and it gets some type of error, you can't enter this big amount. Okay, so what it does, you can just get that loan application in your draft. So you can just go through in a draft, it will not sync, it get error or anything. It will be, you can just find out in a draft section, and you can just see what wrong just happened, why this loan application is not submitted on a server, and now you can just make changes again. So the basically why I'm doing these things is just making agent standalone, so he don't need to worry about he have an internet connection or not. I'm just assuming he does not have an internet connection whenever he is in a field. So I implemented most of you heard about doing the unit testing and instrumentation testing. The big thing is here, whenever you test UI or any logic in your code, you use a fake data. So when you are developing an Android application, so you already have API already in a place. So you are when you think about the in a production manner, so you are fetching the data and you are showing on a app and that's it. So what you can do to fast your unit testing? So I added a new layer. This is a fake data layer. What it does, it gives you an interface. So you know that what type of data, JSON, you are getting from the server. And you can write whatever you need your test. I don't care. I just want a fake, from the fake data layer, I want the same API, same data Java object, the data object that I supposed to get from the server. So what I did, like I need to just add this JSON files, the API I supposed to get from the server, these JSON files, in this test directory asset folder. And I'm done, and using this fake data layer, I'll always just make a single call, like convert that JSON file into the my online API. So now I have a data in a single line. I don't need to worry about when I'm testing the customer list. So don't need to think, create an object of the customer. Then I have 50 fields and I need to enter each and every one, this customer age, name and everything. Then I will pass this in a UI testing, and then again the whole thing. So I wanted to eliminate this thing to making this fake data layer, fake data. So I just implemented the fake data layer to make the fast implementation of unit test and instrumentation test using that. So if you wanna see the implementation about the fake data layers, so you can just go on a Finrexian mobile repo, and you can just find out in a build.gradle, and So basically, I can give you a demo. So, 1 second. I think, So when you will visit on a Finrexian mobile GitHub project, okay, you will find out in a wiki page in demo application that almost time it's a updated one. I always update whenever I merge any code and write any code. So that would be the latest one. And let me tell you how, if you are thinking to just grab the code and start building it in the next movement, so how you can do it. So you just don't need to worry about it. Google already made it very easy. So you should have a JDK install in your system and install whatever Android Studio is updated, like latest one. And now just clone this repository, Finrexian Mobile, and just hit the run button, and it will take some time because it have a dependency, some dependencies, and it will sync all the dependency and your project will be ready to build. And just hit the green button. If you know, so I can show you. So, okay. 1 second. Okay, I think you can see the code. Yes, it's pretty visible. So let me tell you everything, why this becomes so easy to manage the code. So let's see. Here, we have a customer list. I'm just managing many things here. So it just went for 193 lines of code. So here you can see, we have a contract, and in a, just to combine the presenter and UI layer, and fetching the code from the server, and showing on a UI and nothing else, and whatever logic is goes to data manager. Like these data managers, so it's not built right now. So I can show you how the fake data layer works here. So basically this is our fake data layer, this one. So we just need to put the, all the JSON's names, and you already have it here. Yeah, and this will convert all the JSON's file in a single thing, and here your test will go. And you can write here some test, whatever it is, and directly just access here. So you don't have to, right now we don't have, like I did not merge the code. Yeah, so when you will build the project, it's just simple, you need to run and it will work, it will not take anything extra. So yeah, pretty much it is. Anything? Yeah. So basically, we are using right currently dbflow. Okay. So they have integrated the SQL cipher. So what we does? We have some segment of code, and we actually take a username and password, and it's encrypted, and so you can't open it, that code. It's in a different format. So it's randomly, I think. So you can't like see the whatever data in a database, and database.db it have. So it's in totally encrypted. You can't decrypt it. So the dbflow take care of all the things. So when the app is open, it only interact with the app only. So actually, whenever I make any change, any request to the database, so dbflow initialize the database, and with the same thing that I like username, password, like whatever key I just gave him. So when I like open the app, so it initialized the same with the same key I gave him. It's safe, and now it make all the transaction. It decrypt the code in database and then use it. So the thing is, you are thinking about like when the Android services is working, Android jobs are working on. So it's a thing like they are, the app is might not be open. So the thing is, the dbflow gives the ability. So whenever I initialize the dbflow, so it handles all the things. It does not matter if app is open or not. I'm just initializing the dbflow and telling them I want to use it. So it's properly safe. And the one more thing we did recently, like I decided to just like, as we are like a bank, providing a banking solution, so I'm restricting the all the devices that are rooted. So if device is rooted, so we you can't use that this mobile application. So you should have a proper device. Does not matter which API you have in your device, just fine. But your device should not be rooted. We can't take any risk like in a rooted device you can access each and everything. Does not matter. Yeah, you can read my preference file and everything. So I just included one more thing here. Sorry, I didn't forget. Okay.
So most of the Apache projects, the users of the project
Okay, so basically, we talk in a community. So what I do, there's a many developers are working on like using this app in a field. So we have many customers. I don't remember all the name. Some Kenya, and I think Thista works too. And there's other. So what they do, currently they are supporting the development. I mean to say or supporting is that they test the app in a field and give the feedback to us in this community. And I make the changes, and if somehow is not possible, like they are telling wrong, so we make sure like we are doing the right thing. So we have already actually in a things this is working in our community. We talk. Yeah, sometimes. Actually, in my side, in development side, whenever I get time, like in weekends or whenever I get time, I do the code. So I usually think like tell them to most of the time, like you can go ahead whenever you get a time and you think this is an issue, just open the issue and forget about it. I'll take care of that. So this eliminates the process about just saying that it's wrong in long term. So just share the issue tracker and they open the issues and we resolve them directly. So they don't have to share this list of issues like this is I'm having the issue. So I usually don't talk to them directly. And if anybody is implementing also like FinRexian in a like previously in a Mifos Android client, many of the customers are using the same application that is in a like in a GitHub. They are using directly the same thing. So a couple of times I talk to them directly, like what are the issues they are having and what area we can improve. So this offline things we came with is because of the, like these peoples are using this. They told like many times we don't have an internet connection. So initially I thought like I should give a draft section so they can save. Then later they tested and they were saying in a draft and I added a button. I thought like it would be nice to not implement the automatic sync. So I did, and later I realized like this is not a good idea. Automatic sync should be there. So whenever, I assumed whenever any agent is making change in a field, so he does not have internet connection. It always go in a local database and it save as a draft, and user can view that. And as soon as possible, like internet connection will come alive, it will automatically sync. If any type of error will come, so like you can just go in a draft section. There will be like. And in a same object, you can see that what's the error was we got while syncing from the server. Yeah.
On the layer where your business wants to live, do you find yourself coding to any regulatory aspects of different regions and countries that your product uses?
Once again?
Do you code to any regulatory standards for different regions? So presumably, you know, South Africa has different laws in Kenya and India. Do you account for any of that, or is that for the user to comply with?
It's actually you apply on users. So, like as I already told, like in my actually I work in IDT labs, and the thing I just get to know that I'm developing Android application for them. So the thing is, I made an application, I made a feature, and when they are testing, I am in India, I use 4G, and when they are testing, they have a 2G connection. And they, like, one time it happens to me, like, we had a whole day conversation just because they are saying, this is not working. And then finally I realized, what connection do we are using? So they said, we have a 2G connection. Somehow it get lost. And I go, what are you doing, man? I'm using on a 4G connection. It means like whenever like I'm making any change, it gets synced. Then I thought like, oh, move to this manual thing and just move to the, just make whatever change I'm making in a, it goes to in a draft section and it automatically sync. And you can track all the data, whatever you made the changes.
Is a different open source component that handles that functionality?
Is a Phoenix thing.
Okay.
The
back
end.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. Once again?
Login
and metric connections? Okay, so basically I should do like a unit testing and integration testing for that. You are talking about like how I make sure that this is working fine.
Yeah,
you are talking about. Okay, so like I don't have a, I just told like I don't have a direct connection to them, so it's open source, so anybody can come and grab it and use it. But in some time, so some people are using the product and they directly approach me, like we are using and they share the data. Like our 5 to 10 agents went in a field and this is the feedback. So that we got. So as accordingly, I change the code, and all the latest repository on a GitHub is, you can assume it's a production. So, like in, you can see, I just, when I say the branchless, so it means like it depends on that, but it does not it's not affecting other code. Okay. So every layer is have its own logic. It don't care about like what the different layer is doing. Okay. So every layer do his own work. He don't care about the second, the other one. That's the motive of doing the like splitting the code in a different layers. So because you can't think about like you can't make the code at a single place, it will be horrible. Yeah.
So I assume that how you actually sync between the mobile device and the back end has to be transactional in some way, right? But given that probably in some of those areas the connection, which is 2G, like you said, maybe comes in and out, do you do anything to make that process more stable? So maybe like some sort of resume or something like that if the entire sync doesn't complete? And then I guess there's a second part of the question. He was asked about logging.
Okay. He's talking about log. Okay. I do. So whenever any change happen in an Android side, suppose user made any transaction. Okay. So basically it's still in a draft. So the table is behave like a log. Okay. So whenever like Android job starts syncing that, until I am not getting the 200, and then it will not be disappeared. So that draft section is behaving like a log properly. So it's well managed. Don't worry. Yeah. So the thing is, like you have a all thing locally, and like, now he is applied offline, the loan application, and you don't have to go again. Okay, so this is the, like, you will think about in a real scenario what it can be. So it later he just went in an office and he tried to sync, and he just got some errors like this amount should not be exceeded to this, and some age limit and something. So he have a contact details. He can contact him. Otherwise, he knew that he have a perfect detail. He saved the application that he made previously. So it is perfectly. He just, otherwise, if he can contact her or him, that's it great, because directly he just click on the loan application, draft loan application, and he can add it just by talking to her or him. Or otherwise, if he is not able to, then this is the thing, he has to be there.
To be clear, that those rules are applied at the time that the loan is synchronized with the backend?
Yes. Okay. Yes, because we are not in any case like interacting to the server directly. Okay. Okay, thank you.